1490 WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. WGCH, Sioux Center Times, 7:21. And it's time for Happy and Healthy at Any Age with Robin Pastor, Connecticut Press Club Award winner. Each Tuesday at this time, Greenwich resident Robin Pastor, a licensed agent in life, health, accident, and retirement planning, will discuss concerns that families and individuals may have regarding steps they may take to protect their health, life, and people they love, given that people are projected to live longer than ever today. Here's Happy and Healthy at Any Age with Robin Pastor.
Good morning, everyone out there listening in Fairfield and Westchester counties. Everyone listening, streaming live everywhere. Please keep your texts and emails and comments coming. Austin, Texas, Houston, Texas, Wayland, Massachusetts, Storrs, Connecticut. Congratulations to the graduates who graduated this past weekend from UConn Storrs and UConn Stanford. Want to give a big shout out to our friends at the Hyatt Hotels, the Greenwich Hyatt. Wonderful people. 203-637-1234. Check them out for brunch, the spa, the pool, the saunas. They are great people. This morning's guest is one of the most inspiring people you will ever meet in your life. I am really grateful that he has taken time out of his busy schedule to join us in studio this morning. We are talking with a really, really cool gentleman who has a lot of good things to share. His name is Daryl Johnson. He is the executive director of the Positive Coaching Alliance, New York City and Tri-State Area. Good morning, Daryl Johnson.
Good morning, Robin. Thank you, and I appreciate that introduction.
So, as Daryl knows, I attended a workshop recently. I'm a volunteer coach in town, and I started the girls' ice hockey team at Pomfret School back about a million years ago when girls didn't play ice hockey. I date myself. Anyway, I love sports, love coaching, love kids. Daryl, tell us a little bit in a nutshell about your really unique life story and about why you dedicated your life to helping train coaches, commissioners, adults who oversee children's sports or youth sports on how to be better, more inspiring, better coaches and people.
Sure. I was born and raised in the Bronx and attended public schools through eighth grade. I had amazing coaches and mentors who helped to guide me to an independent boarding school in Western Massachusetts. These amazing teachers and coaches specifically helped me unlock my potential. And I truly believe I'm sitting where I sit today because of individuals who provided me with support and positive reinforcement. On the flip side, I have three kids who are all active participants as athletes in youth sports in my town. And most of my career, Robin, was spent as a CPG marketer. This role and this mission of Positive Coaching Alliance is my way of helping to give back and turn youth sports in the tri-state area into a really positive development zone where everyone in this ecosystem gets access to high-impact tools and templates.
Right. And in doing research for this morning's show, I was researching some of the benefits of having a mentor, as we all know. I mean, I, like you, was accepted to a private school, the Pomfret School, because of a mentor, a teacher, Shirley Repose, who really pushed hard for me to get a scholarship into that private school, which I never would have gotten into otherwise. You and I were talking off air a little bit about how important it is. I don't want to use the word fragile. My kids will kill me. I have three kids of my own. But there's something about that time, that moment in time when you're under the age of 18 and you're so vulnerable, fragile, tell us your thoughts about some of the ways that an adult in a position of power over kids, whether he's a coach or an assistant coach or she, what are some of the ways they can influence a kid's life forever?
Well, sure. I mean, I think we've all seen that sports can do really two things for young kids. It can help to build moral character, and it can also help to build performance character. On the moral character side of the equation, we all know that sports helps us build honesty and empathy and respect for others. On the performance character side of the ledger, it helps us build perseverance, confidence, teamwork, grit. All of those characteristics are things that we all need to be really capable
Adults.
Adults.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah. And the workshop that I attended, and I really want to thank Greenwich's Board of Parks and Rec, because you were telling me off air that it was through that partner that the workshop was offered at the OGRCC here in town, the old Greenwich Civic Center. I heard Alan Strachan speak. He is so inspiring, really amazing. And he said, you know, look, if you ask people, are you a good driver? Everyone's going to say yes. But then when you come to one of these workshops, you see that, you know, there's a lot to learn. You and I were talking off air. What words of comfort or encouragement, so that a kid doesn't feel ashamed or give up a sport for life, can you offer to kids in Westchester or Fairfield counties if they're experiencing what, you know, it's probably been going on for 2,000 years where, you know, innocent kids get banned or expelled from a rec sports league because there's a disagreement between adults or whatever. Like, what can you say to kids so that they don't internalize it and just quit?
Well, you know, it's interesting you say that. Last year we had Billie Jean King was honored at our National Youth Sports Awards. And on our website, there is a video where Billie Jean opens a clip by saying that kids should know that their self-worth is not defined by their athletic ability.
Or and adults. That, adults.
Or adults. Exactly. That's it in its simplest form.
Interesting. And the emotional tank aspect of your workshops, I found really fascinating, because you can take that need to fill the emotional tank and apply it to our roles as parents or volunteer coaches or commissioners or whatever, you know, work relationship with professionals. Your mantra, really, it's truthful and specific praise and appreciation, listening, and positive actions, as well as what is that thing you do when you brush off your shoulder? What is that called?
That's flushing your mistakes.
Right,
flushing
right.
your mistakes. You either wipe your forehead or you flush like you're flushing a toilet.
Right. So when kids, you know, if there is a mistake or a bad move or whatever, they just literally brush it off and get up and get back into it. I wish so many adults could attend your workshops. I think they're wonderful, and I really benefited. And I appreciate your words. I'm going to share them with parents I know in Westchester and Fairfield counties. There's things going on right now, as you and I were talking about, where parents really need to know what words to use to encourage their kids if they've been expelled or banned for nothing they did, but just because, you know, the dad or the mom or somebody had a little disagreement with another adult. It's just crazy to me that adults would do that, but they do. How can people reach out to you if they want to learn more about your amazing organization or attend one of the workshops?
Sure. Folks can reach out to me via email at Darrell, D-A-R-R-E-L-L, _Johnson at positivecoach.org, or they can reach me at 203-219-9092. We are happy and always eager to have folks attend workshops with us.
Great. Thank you so much for joining us. You have a great day.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Robin. Thanks, Darrell. That's Happy and Healthy at Any Age with Robin Pastor. And you hear her award-winning show each Tuesday, 7:21, right here on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere. WGCH.